grace, mercy, and peace are indeed yours, from God your Father and your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Questions of identity. They were rather fashionable back in the 60s. Why, the in thing was to have an identity crisis. But then, as many of us know personally and through our family and friends, questions of identity can be very painful and very hurting and very long-lasting. Who am I? What am I supposed to do? How should I behave? In both our text today just read to you, and in the beautiful hymn that we just sang, questions of identity are resolved. And they are resolved not by us conjuring up who we are, but they are resolved by God, our Heavenly Father, giving us our identity in Jesus Christ. Listen again to this first stanza. Christ is made the sure foundation. Christ, our head and cornerstone, chosen of the Lord and precious, binding all the church in one, Holy Zion's help forever, and our confidence alone. In our text, there is a listing of descriptors, things which describe a person or thing. In fact, there are two lists. One of these lists of descriptors is for Christ. The other is for us. Now the question is, how do the two relate? Listen again to the descriptors, this list, which describes Christ. He is the stone of stumbling. He is the rock of offense. He is a word which is disobeyed. He is a man rejected by men. Now, of course, from a different perspective, we also hear that Christ is one who is precious and chosen. Because, of course, the descriptors depend upon the perspective. Is it God who is seeing Christ, or is it sinful man? But in the eye of the sinful world, then and now, Christ is a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, a man to be rejected, a word to be disobeyed. Such is the nature of the saving work which he did for all mankind while bearing human flesh. Well, if these are the descriptors for Christ, what are the descriptors for you and for me? We are told in our text that we are God's people, that we are a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for the Lord's possession, an offerer of spiritual sacrifices, and finally, in the grand finale, the last item, we are told in summary that we are ones who have received mercy. So what is the list that is appended to Christ? And what is the list that is appended to us, and how are they related? It is a causal relationship. Because Christ was and is who he is, you and I are who we are in him, as our text describes. Because Christ was rejected by men, rejection that was rightfully yours and mine, and because his sacrifice was accepted by our Heavenly Father, then we are accepted by God. We are his chosen race, his royal priesthood. So, this text then gives us our identity. We don't have to reach deep within and ask, who are we really? Because we are told who we are. We are Christ's children. Unfortunately, you and I sometimes vary from that approach. Sometimes we rebel against this very blessed identity. Just try this sentence, for example. I am blank. How would you complete that? Would you say, I am the smartest person at the seminary? Would you say, I am the best father in the world? Would you say, I am the guru of Greek? Or would you say, I am the Houdini of Hebrew? Or would you say something else? Is there some other aspect of your identity which your sinful flesh wants to try to make central? Well, if there is, don't be surprised, because our sinful flesh continually tries to do that. We try to fill in that blank in so many different ways. Fortunately, however, the critical thing is not how you and I have filled in that blank, but how God has filled in that blank for us in Christ. For in baptism, in the Holy Supper, in absolution, in the continuing proclamation of the forgiveness of sins by our pastors, Christ himself fills in that blank with his own name. He says, you are mine. Therefore, we can say, I am Christ's. As related to our text, we might say that Christ's descriptors have become our descriptors. In Christ, we are now chosen, precious, and living stones. Of course, if we bear his positive descriptors, we also bear the more difficult ones. As we cling to him alone, and as we preach him alone as Savior of the world, we can expect to be rejected by men, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Such is the way of life under the cross. But Jesus' resurrection showed us that there is meaning and victory in the cross. We too believe that there is meaning and victory for us, even as we live out our lives in him. Even as we encounter these negative descriptors of rejection, stumbling, and offense. After all, we are the Lord's people, a spiritual household, a holy priesthood. We are the ones who have received mercy. We are the redeemed. We are his beloved. You see, we have our identity in Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.